Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
About presidential immunity. Can the president simply state that what I was doing as a part of the job, and therefore you can't charge me criminally for it? It's the argument that his team is making. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. The lawyers for the Justice Department saying, of course the president can be held liable. Of course he can be charged if he does something criminal. The Supreme Court didn't seem to me to lend itself in either direction. Although everybody wants to take their own spin on the thing. Everybody wants to take their own look at this. Oh, the court's going to do this. The court's going to do that. You don't know what the court's going to do until they do. And I did not get a feel yesterday that they were signaling in any which direction. I thought Ketanji Brown Jackson, Justice Jackson, was argumentative, but that could be me not having enough experience with how the Supreme Court works. But for the newest member of the court, she certainly asks a lot of questions. She certainly puts herself out there a bit. And I don't know if that's true. I mean, Amy Coney Barrett did ask questions, but they seem to be a much more reserved set of questions. This also seemed to be much more focused. That's my take, where the court's going to go. I don't have an answer for that. The Colts, they go with Liatu Latu. We're talking about a pass rusher. We're talking about some defense for the Colts. And the reason that it matters is that in the NFL draft last night, you had 14 offensive picks in a row. And Chris Ballard took a look at the situation and said, all the great defensive players are still on the board. I got my pick. I don't think he was wrong to feel that way or think that way or go with this guy. He played at Washington and had a problem with his neck. And they told him, you can't play anymore. But then they seemingly figured it out. Spent 2 years at UCLA, being touted as one of the best in the nation. Whatever that neck issue is, they either fixed it or it's not an issue and the Colts felt good enough to go forward. I don't think they're wrong in giving it a go. Maybe your offensive choices were taken. Certainly Bowers from Georgia went at that 13th pick to the Las Vegas Raiders. It'll be a tight end. Interesting pickup. Guy's a tank. So, okay, what do? You go this direction. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. Not at all. I know some people are going to complain, but they always complain. Dear Lord, everybody's complaining all of the time. Now, complaining about this announcement from Hogsett regarding the stadium, regarding Major League Soccer, I understand that. But it's more than just complaining. There's a real issue here that needs a second look, especially in the backdrop of what it is that Joe Hogsett is saying. Because the first rule of Joe Hogsett, once you've lived in Indianapolis for more than an hour, is that Joe Hogsett has no strength, has no conviction, and has no ability to do something on his own. He doesn't have the mind. So everything that is now happening regarding Major League Soccer possibly coming to Indianapolis is because of Major League Soccer. The question is, who was Joe Hogsett willing to just hang out to dry in order to make it happen? And who will he hang out to dry next? That story is coming up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Everybody get up.
Adam Schiff got robbed in San Francisco. Well, of course he did. It's San Francisco. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. I don't want to see anybody get robbed. Doesn't matter how despicable Congressman Adam Schiff is. But he got carjacked. He was supposed to do a campaign dinner. He's running for Senate. He gets carjacked. And he has to show up to this swanky dinner. Swanky, we're told. Very, very swanky. By the way, I am not a fan of the word swanky. It's like when people use classy. If you tell me an event is classy or something is classy, I only assume that leopard print is going to be involved and I can't know you anymore. But he got robbed. Yes, they took my bags, but I'm here to thank Joe. This is an attorney who was supporting Schiff. They're trying to replace Dianne Feinstein, who passed away. We've got problems. People keep wanting to say, well, look, the murder rate is down. Anybody feel safer? Well, no, Tony, that's because you talk radio hosts won't admit that everything's better. It's because not everything's better. If random women are being punched in the face in the streets of New York, if Adam Schiff is having his luggage stolen, well, he could have had his luggage stolen any time. Yeah, this is the problem. Everybody's getting everything stolen all the time. It's the standard for San Francisco. Why are we okay with this? Why do we value this? Why not say, let's not have it anymore? Let's try to push back. Prosecute criminals, get aggressive with criminals, make them fear. Either we can live in fear or they can live in fear. I've made my decision. Now let's bring it back to this story about Major League Soccer in Indianapolis, because the commentaries from Joe Hogsett leave much to be desired. This is the story that yesterday Mayor Hogsett announced that Indianapolis is going after a Major League Soccer team after he went to New York to talk to Major League Soccer officials. For many of us, this is kind of shocking because isn't this exactly what the Indy 11 have been doing for years and trying to put together the opportunities through the General Assembly to be able to get a stadium and then go after MLS? It was very clear that they were going after MLS. Right now they play in the United Soccer League. There was the announcement of the purchase of the Diamond Chain Complex, and that's where 11 Park was going to go in. It was going to transform the area with a stadium that could hold 25,000, and it was going to have apartments and retail and restaurants. And who was there at the groundbreaking? Joe Hogsett. Then Joe Hogsett, what? He's talking to the Indy 11 and stringing them along while he's working with Major League Soccer? Let's understand certain things about Joe Hogsett. Joe Hogsett is not smart, and Joe Hogsett has no courage. Both those things are true. I would say it to his face. He is not smart. He has no vision, and he has no courage. That tells you, once you understand that, that informs you that he has not decided to go after Major League Soccer. Major League Soccer quite clearly decided to go after Indianapolis. So let's break down his words. Let's listen to what he said.
I can't guarantee that, you know, that MLS will ultimately award a franchise to Indianapolis. But at the same time, passing up the opportunity is not acceptable.
The opportunity was there with the Indy 11. You seem to have passed that up. oh, the Indy 11 couldn't afford a team. I have now read that, seen that from James Briggs over at the Indy Star and from Adam Wrenn at Politico. Neither one of them knows what the hell they're talking about. They can make that as a guess. It could be their take, but it's not factual. The only people who know if the Indy 11 have the money, the $500 million plus, to bring in a Major League Soccer team are Saul Ozdemir, the owner of the Indy 11, and the Keystone Group. That's it. If you think Briggs or Wrenn have any kind of inside knowledge, you're out of your mind and clearly have never read their work. It was just cheap nonsense. Hey, look at me. I'm important. As opposed to taking the time to gather some data and understand what happened here.
It's still in formation. I mean, we're at the infancy of this process.
Is that right? You're at the infancy of the process, but you've made this announcement after meeting with MLS.
That's entirely up to my friend Ersol Ozdemir. I mean, whether he wants to continue. What we're doing is focusing on bringing a third major league franchise to the city of Indianapolis.
Be clear, I don't know if Ersol considers Joe Hogsett a friend. And the Keystone is doing a fair amount of construction in downtown Indianapolis right now. It is obvious that Joe Hogsett went to New York and Major League Soccer said to Joe Hogsett, we want to put a team in Indianapolis and here's who's going to do it. And whether or not Joe Hogsett even had the decency to say, well, what about what Indy 11 is putting together? I don't know. But it is very clear that Joe Hogsett is not in control. I'm saying it. Joe Hogsett is not the one who set this in motion. Joe Hogsett did not have a great vision for the city. The vision was given to him because clearly MLS has made a move. Now, is it possible that the Indy 11, which is wanting to do this stadium, doesn't have the money to bring it in? Of course, it's possible. What I'm saying is that I have no data to back that up. And neither does anybody else. But what is also true is that if Major League Soccer wants to work with certain people, wouldn't you argue they'll work with their certain people? Now, who are these people? That I don't have an answer for. Right? Are they people out of Indiana? Well, who could handle this kind of lift? Jim Irsay, the Simon family, Peyton Manning. I mean, those are the names you go to. Forrest Lucas. There, I added another name of people who could handle this lift and raise the money. And if you say to me, Peyton Manning, what? J.J. Watt owns Brumley. Have you not seen the story of Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney with Wrexham? Owning a team is big, big deal. And yes, MLS, while it's a huge in, also has a payout. So of course it's possible that Peyton's involved. I'm not accusing him of anything at all. I would have no reason to. The accusation here is the factual one that Joe Hogsett was told, here's what's happening, and did the bidding. Didn't worry about the fallout, and didn't worry about screwing anybody over. I'm told that he went Monday to New York, and now Thursday he's making this announcement. You think this happened in 4 days? Or did this happen over 4 weeks? And has he and the city of Indianapolis been stringing the Indy 11 along when they could have been making maybe other plans or gaining other partners or moving in another direction or realizing that this was a fool's errand? Trusting Joe Hogsett is a mistake, and now everybody who wants to work with Indianapolis knows it. And I want to now hear from the City County Council, because you'll notice when he spoke, he was alone. He gave a press conference. It was just him at the podium, and then he left. He never took a question. Where was the City County Council to talk about the great union jobs this was going to bring? Is it possible they're not with him? Or worse, possible they didn't even know that Joe is doing this on his own. You think Joe Hogsett knows how to make a deal? Would you trust Joe Hogsett to make a deal? Or is he going to mortgage Indianapolis down the river so he can look like a hero? More questions than answers, guys. I'm sorry about that.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be here. Dow futures up 33. NASDAQ futures up 143. 143? What the bloody heck is going on there? Is this more AI talk? CNBC with the reporting. Microsoft saying that cloud AI demand is exceeding supply even after 79% surge in capital spending. Everybody is in on, like, is it too late to get in on this if you're somebody doing casual investing? Is that ship already sailed? Because the capital's still going in. Going in a big, big way. Now, the story I was catching was that inflation is up 2.8% in March from a year ago. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, increased 2.8% from a year ago in March. Above the 2.7 estimate. Translation, inflation is still rising. Meanwhile, oil prices has West Texas Intermediate at $84 a barrel and Brent crude at $89.60. These are both up. Last week it was, hey, Iran's not going to fire back on Israel. Everything's going to settle. Nothing is settled. Meanwhile, gold is at $23.48. And we should be paying attention to gold. We should be paying attention to gold prices because people utilize this as a hedge against inflation. And this had, if I'm taking a look at the numbers properly, we go back to 2021, gold was at 2,400. Then we take a look at, April 21st, gold was at 2,400. Right now, gold is at 2,362. But just in this year, gold has gone from 2,000, it was at 1,900 for a quick bit, up to 24. People seeing the inflation coming. They see it building. In the past 12 months, the lowest gold price was $1,831. That was in October of 2023. How many more ways do you need to see this? You're not crazy. You are not out of your mind. Everything is still more expensive. Everything is staying more expensive. And yet the White House, when asked the question, wants to tell you everything's fine.
The economy is slowing. The expectation was it was going to be 2.5% in the first quarter, and it was 1.6. And we saw the statement from the president talking about how it's been 3% over the last year, but was 1.6 about what the White House had projected?
So look, you saw this in the statement, so I'm just going to reiterate just a little bit here what the GDP report showed. The economy remains strong, and we've been talking about the steady and stable growth, and that's what we see from that report today.
If that's what you see from the report about GDP being 1.6 when the expectation was 2.4, you lie. Here's the data. Here's the inflation measure. Here's oil prices. Here's gold prices. Believe who you want, people. Believe reality or believe what you're told. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
I'm a disco duck.
So this answers the question, hey, Tony, when are you going to bring more ducks on the show? get asked that all the time. Tony, seriously, it's a great show, but no ducks?
Moving my feet to the disco beat.
I didn't want to let you down.
How in the world could I keep
any longer? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. Anthony Blinken, he's the Secretary of State. He is meeting with Xi Jinping. The U.S. wants Beijing to have less of a relationship with Russia. That's hilarious. Would it matter what it is Xi said if he looked you in the eye and said, I promise, we won't buy any more Russian missile defense systems? What would make you believe such a thing? Back in November, there was a meeting, remember, between Xi and President Biden. That's when San Francisco decided, okay, we'll clean ourselves up for our leader. I mean, the president of China, who we no way love. And we'll get rid of the homeless problem. You know what? We'll grab some shovels. We'll clean up all the poop. There'll be no more poop on the ground. And then our dear leader, I mean the president of China, will show up and he'll see how great it is, and he'll be proud of us, and maybe he'll let us come back home. I mean, visit his wonderful country. Anybody who thinks China is going to be moved from their desires, right? Belt and Road Initiative, China 2025. These things are part of their fabric. They want to be the power. Yet we don't recognize what happens if they're in power. This can be said of all of the fools who were protesting, I'm sorry, engaging in screams for genocide on the campus of IU. 33 people got arrested. The story is at WIBC.com. You want to really live under the control of Hamas? You want that to be in control? Let's try Sharia for a week and see what happens to you. Let's see how quickly you collapse, how quickly you fall apart. You couldn't last a second. You wouldn't last a day. And we all know it. But you act like somehow they're on the side of good and decent. Shame on Israel. Oh, terrible Israel. Okay. I often quote David Mamet in this situation. The playwright, David Mamet, who never wrote a sentence that couldn't have been made better with like three or four curse words. If right now, wherever you were, whether it's you're talking about the state or the country or the city, it was coming to an end. It was going to be completely wiped out. It would be blinked out of existence. And there were two airplanes, one to take you to Syria, or in this case, we'll call it Gaza, and one to take you to Israel. Which one would you go to? One takes you to Khan Yunis. One takes you to Tel Aviv. One takes you to Rafah. One takes you to Jerusalem. Which plane are you getting on? That's reality. Everything else is just nonsense, masturbatory fantasy. The people screaming couldn't live a day under that regime. Why do they scream for it then? Why is it that they want this? Well, if your entire life is talking about the oppressed and the oppressor, well, then you have to be opposed to the oppressor. Israel's an oppressor? No. No, but if you view everything in terms of white people bad and black people victimized, brown people victimized, this is what you say. This is exactly what you say. This is what you support. I don't get me wrong. I agree that it's madness. I agree that you shouldn't want any part of it. I agree that it's nuts. But when you believe in an ideology that will lie for sport, this is what you get. This is all that you get. I'm glad they arrested those people on the campus of IU. I only hope they continue with that level of strength. Because they're protesting? No, no, you can protest all you want, even if you're a Jew-hating bigot. You can't go camping. And the people who are okay with that are weird people. And the people who support the message? Well, those are just disgusting people. Don't be driven too crazy this weekend. Have a bourbon. Enjoy the weather. Tony Katz today is at noon.